Well, it's about time you got here. I suppose I could let your lateness slip on the account that you look so yummy in that suit. My, you clean up well, baby. Black looks good on you. Well, thank you. I've always been told red suits the color of my skin. Actually, this dress suits me quite nicely, don't you think? I decided to wear the kind that's off the shoulder so you can see just the dip of my collarbones and that slip of cleavage. No, go ahead and look, baby. There's no shame in looking. Besides, there's no one here. I chose this restaurant for our date on purpose. Especially this part of the restaurant. It's nice and secluded here with only the candlelight to keep us company. Come on, sit. I hope you don't mind. I already ordered for us. You said in your bio that you're a vegetarian, yes? So I ordered you a nice linguine while I went for a steak. Raw? Oh no, darling. I just like mine extra bloody. Consider me a carnivore. I ordered us some wine as well. I just adore red wine, don't you? A fan of white? Well, aren't you just full of surprises? Red isn't all that bad. Go ahead and have a taste. I said, have a taste. Yes, I am very demanding. That is one of the many things you'll learn about me as we go farther into this date. Now that the greetings are out of the way, I'd like to thank you for coming tonight. Even though we've been chatting for 3 weeks, a lot of people are iffy when it comes to meeting people from online dating websites. How can I blame them? So many weirdos out there. You? Oh, you're the worst of them, honey. Choosing white wine instead of red? You might as well be a serial killer. Though, you don't have that serial killer look. You're way too cute for that. Besides, a man who appreciates yoga and animals, as it says in your bio, isn't exactly serial killer material. Don't you agree? So, I have to ask why you decided to make a dating profile in the first place. You had mentioned before that you were iffy when your friends pushed you for online dating. That makes sense. Your expectations can be squashed once you meet a person from behind a screen. Not all the time, though. And like I said, there are weirdos lurking on those sites. You never know who you'll meet. Me? Well, I decided to make a profile because a girl can get lonely. She can get hungry. Hungry for affection. Hungry for passion. Hungry for simple conversation with a nice-looking man in a suit, sipping his wine and eating his linguine. I always loved the anticipation of sitting with a handsome man and undressing him with my eyes. Am I doing that with you? Well, what do you think, baby? Am I? You're so cute. You try to act like you're not nervous, but I can see it in you. In the way you shift in your seat, or how your eyes dart away from mine. Don't be so jumpy, honey. I won't bite. Unless you want me to. I'm not like other women. What does that mean? I'm different, you say? How so? You barely know me. We've only been talking for 3 weeks and just met in person tonight. How do you know I'm different, baby? I'm more direct, you say. Well, there are plenty of direct women out there. Some women like the chase. I consider myself one of them, but I like to be the one chasing instead. I like the hunt. The rush. The anticipation of getting a man under me and finally sinking my claws in their skin. Am I a serial killer? No, I'm not. I wouldn't want to get blood under my nails. Besides, why would I want to hurt someone like you? So cute and helpless. Like a little deer. You've barely touched your wine, baby. Is something wrong? You feel weird? Dizziness? Could it be you drank too much? Why don't you go to the bathroom and clean yourself up? Leave? Now why would you leave me? The date only just started, and it wouldn't be wise to drive home when you're feeling so strange. Would you like some water? Look at that flush. You're so fucking adorable. I feel so bad that you're feeling like this. Now why are you getting up, baby? Why would you leave me? You move quicker, and those drugs are going to even work faster on your system. I knew it was a good idea to crush them up and put them in your wine before they got here. You're in your pasta, too. Baby. No moving. I told you not to move. Now look at you, all sprawled out on the floor, and you spilled your wine. You're a mess, darling, but don't worry. I'll take care of you. You're mine now, pretty boy, and you're going nowhere. Oh, waiter, check, please. No, he's just a little tipsy. Had too much of the wine. Don't worry, I'll scoop him up. And no dessert, please. I have mine right here. Ah, so you're finally awake. Splendid. I was beginning to think I overdid it on those drugs. Just wanted to ensure that you didn't awaken during the prepping process. Yes, darling, the prepping process. That's why you're bound and you smell the massage oil. Had to make sure your skin was nice and soft for the next stage. You sure do look yummy in the firelight. The oil glinting off your skin. You look good enough to eat. Struggle all you want. It is useless, my darling. But you sure look cute doing so. Those bounds are tight enough to cut skin, so I'd be careful. I can't tell you how delicious you look, honey. Sprawled out on my satin sheets. Naked, with your arms above your head and your legs spread apart. And that cock. So big. So thick. Not too hard yet, but I'll get it there. I'm a woman of skill. And how do I look? Doesn't this bodice just cling to my body, filling out my curves? Don't you just love the way it pushes up my breasts? Or how about the way it makes my ass look? The nylon stockings and the heels make my legs look extra delicious too, I must say. You look so scared. What's the matter, baby? You still on that prepping process, It's simple, really. I prepped you for the next stage of the night. This is what I do with all of my victims. I mean, dates. I search for the cutest man on social media, dating site or not. Talk to them, get into their heads and their hearts, and then once we meet, I pounce. I sink my teeth right into them and take exactly what I want. Their blood. And you, my pretty boy, are no different. But this is only when I get hungry. So in need of a feast. And usually, I would have sunk my teeth into you by now. But tonight, in celebration of a full moon, I wanted something different. Something to satisfy another hunger of mine. And you, my beautiful, hopeless, foolish man, are going to give me just that. We're going to have some fun tonight before you become my feast. But first we have to get that cock hard, don't we? Here, let me help. Hold still while I put this blindfold on you. Can you see? Nod your head if you can. Good boy. Those lips of yours look so delicious. I just have to nip at them. Oh, those sweet little whimpers. I want to hear more of them. Keep them up as I drag my teeth down that neck of yours. My, you taste so sweet. I can tell your blood will satisfy me in ways I can barely imagine. I can feel your pulse jumping in that neck. Maybe I should assess you lower. Run my hands down those arms, that chest, that stomach, but not touching your cock. Not yet. Gotta get you riled up first. I'm gonna ruin you so good, darling. Like that. Yeah. My, those noises. Are you enjoying this, baby? Is fear getting you excited? Shake your head all you want. Your body says different. Your breathing has changed. Your pulse is jumping under my fingertips. Your muscles are clenched. The blindfold must make this all even more intense. Fear and arousal. A confusing yet intoxicating combination, no? Such a beautiful man you are. It's going to hurt when I'm finished with you, but we're not there yet, are we? I haven't even gotten to your cock yet. Speaking of which, Wow, that's gotten so big and hard. And it's twitching. That blood is probably just pumping in there, isn't it? Did you feel that? Those sharp points. You wouldn't even know if it was two daggers or my fangs, would you? Oh, yes, your cock just twitched again. Does not knowing make you feel excited? Does a woman taking control of you make you so fucking horny? All right, enough teasing. Let me get my hands on you. Oh, yes. So hard. And so thick, too. I can barely fit my hand around you. You're a big boy, aren't you, baby? You're my big boy tonight. Yes. Thrust those hips up into my hand, darling. You can't even stop yourself because it feels so good. Don't be scared, my darling. Thrust those hips up into my hand. Show me how good this feels for you. Let me go a little faster. Oh, those sounds. So lively and helpless. Those hips are just bucking, aren't they? What's that? I'm going too fast, am I? Too bad. You're not in charge here, darling. I am. Oh, the pleasure is just unbearable, isn't it? You can just feel that cum building inside that shaft, huh? You gonna come for me, pretty boy? You gonna come? Bad boy. No coming unless I tell you to. Now let's start again. Let me stroke that cock up and down. Hard and fast. Yes, yes, yes. Cry out for me, darling. Let the halls know of the pleasure I'm giving you. It's building again. I can feel it. Closer, closer, closer. And slowing down. My goodness, you're so expressive. Let me get a taste of that pre-cum bubbling from the head. So sweet. I'm torturing you, aren't I? Don't worry, pretty boy. I'm just as hungry as you. I can no longer wait. Let me climb on top of you. Do you feel that? Do you feel how hot and fucking wet I am? Don't you love it? Don't you just want me to sink down onto that thick, hard cock of yours? I need an answer, darling. Beg for me. Beg for me to sit down onto your cock. Good boy. Oh, fuck, yes. Wow. Your cock could barely fit around my hand, and now I have to force myself down. You're stretching me out so much. I knew that your dick would be so delicious. It hits all the right spots. Fuck. Can you guess what the stinging sensation is? Can you guess, little pet? My, you're so smart. Yes, those were my nails. Your blood looks so delectable. Let me just lean down and... your blood is so delectable. I can taste the fear and the arousal in it. But let me not get ahead of myself. Shh. Hold still, handsome. Just enjoy this tight, wet pussy slamming down onto your cock while I lean down and tear that skin with my fangs. Fuck, little man. I have had many cocks inside me, but yours is by far the best. It's stretching me out, stroking that G-spot so good, and your blood tastes so fucking good. Dripping down my chin, my fingers, my tits. Oh, fuck, can I feel you growing bigger? Are you gonna come, little man? You gonna come for me? What? You really thought I'd let you come so quickly? Squirm and curse all you want. It just makes me wetter. I'll only let you come if you say one little thing for me. Tell me you're mine. Say you're my little pet. Tell me as I lap up that blood dripping from your neck. Tell me you're mine. Say it. Tell me, little man. Good boy. Good fucking boy. You're gonna blow your load inside me, and I'm gonna come all over that delicious cock of yours. And once I've drained every last bit of seed out of that dick, I'm gonna do what I plan to do since we met. Oh, I'm gonna feast upon your blood and satisfy all my cravings. I'm gonna make you mine. So come. Come while you still can, my pet. Oh, fuck, I can feel you growing bigger and harder inside me. My pussy's clenching so tight, isn't it? Yeah, you want me to go faster? Fuck, I'm gonna come. I want you to come too. Come on, come for me. Come, my helpless, weak, pretty boy. Fuck, come, come, you pathetic, beautiful boy. Come for me right now. Do it. Spill that seed inside me as I sink my fangs into that gorgeous neck. Fuck, your cum so hot. And so is your blood in my mouth. So good. So delicious. I feel so warm. Fuck, I'm shaking. Feel me sink my nails into that chest as I fuck right out of the orgasm. So good. Oh my. I really made a mess, didn't I? Consider me satisfied. And look at you. You're already growing pale and your eyes are glowing the same red as mine. Soon those fangs will come in, sharp and ready for the taking. Here, let me lay next to you, my pet. That was so wonderful. You've definitely satisfied my appetite for months to come, my love. And now, you're mine. Forever.